This is Radio Rubber Room. Hello, everyone.
That was a good intro, Derek.
Thanks.
Good job.
I was working on that. Did you like it for real?
No.
Okay.
I'm good, man. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Do I look good?
Yeah, you look great, man.
I feel like I look good today. I got my radio face on.
You do?
Good stuff, yeah.
It looks nice, by the way.
How you doing, Sean?
I'm doing swell, thanks.
You look swell.
Appreciate it.
I like that shirt.
This is my favorite shirt.
You wear it a lot.
It's the one.
It's the one?
This is my formal wear.
Yeah?
Yeah. Thanks
like
for
it.
Commenting.
Is it, it's like what you wear to weddings and stuff like that?
Everything.
To everything?
Yeah.
I like it. Stick with it. We are here with Soundstorm tonight. What's going on, guys?
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Now, I'm not going to lie. The word storm scares us around here. Because we have had a couple shows rained out. Like, we lost signal and stuff like that.
Oh.
It's kind of lightninged out. Especially out here in the country.
Well, and then open stage night this week. That
I
storm
heard about
came
that.
Through.
No, I was going. I was going downtown, right down Boulevard, and like the old side of the Cafe Dean was on, was all out of power. On the other side of Boulevard was fine.
Yeah, it was just that block.
Yeah.
There was a couple of blocks that I was driving down Boulevard, and the lights were all down.
Yeah, it's dangerous.
Yeah, I didn't know what I was doing.
Yeah.
So, Soundstorm, tell me a little bit about you guys.
I'm gonna take this one, Brittany.
We are a funk, neo soul, jazz.
We do all that stuff.
Yeah, blues band ish. We all met about maybe a year ago.
And what
almost
I will tell you, Dan,
ago.
Giggly.
Yes,
this is a giggly bunch.
We're all very, very overly happy.
They're in
happy to be
good
together.
Spirits.
So, so in one word, describe y'all's band.
Cool.
Giggle.
Legendary.
Ooh.
Awesome.
We're so,
like just,
that's like two words.
So legendary.
So there's
legend, wait for it.
So the there's six pieces in the band.
Right? Yeah, yes. We got six people. We got Nick Birkin on the keyboard and Nelson Rich on the saxophone, Nico Williams on the drums, and Dean Pollard on the on the trumpet. I'm Gabe, I play the bass.
You play you sure? You sure you play the bass?
I mean, I'll rock a trumpet if I have to.
Can you play
sometimes
the trumpet?
Sometimes they switch off instruments from time to time.
Do they really, or are you just playing? Do they switch off?
Sometimes, you know.
Oh, that's cool.
But only during practices, when we have practices.
Dean can play bass. I can't play a trumpet, though.
Now, Brittany, you have a set of pipes on you. Do you play any instruments, too, or are you just singer?
I play acoustic guitar on my own, but not in the band.
That's cool. Do you write a lot of your songs?
Not in this band. We've only written two so far. Pretty much they've all kind of been, one's been written by Nick lyric-wise, and the other one's been written by me. And then, by myself, I write pretty much all of my music that I write is on my own.
Now, the music that you do, you said another band, you're in another band as well?
No, I'm just me.
Oh,
it's,
okay.
It's like more of like a folky acoustic.
Oh, that's cool. Mm-hmm. That's cool. It must be cool to have the transition,
oh,
the folk,
yeah.
And then kind of like the funk soul.
Completely different, but it's awesome.
So why don't you guys let her play acoustic guitar in this band?
Yeah. we've actually thought about it, or a couple of us have.
No guitars, that's our rule.
Yeah, we don't want to have to deal with the dramatic guitarists.
We managed to stay without a guitar this long. It's amazing. People look around, they're real confused. They don't see an electric
Where's
guitar.
Where's the guitar?
Yeah. Where's the guitar?
I don't understand what's going on.
And everybody's like, you guys sound great. By
but
the
you
way,
need a guitar.
I played the guitar. You guys didn't have one, so.
Yeah. Cool, well,
No guitar players anywhere.
We're too loud anyway.
It's already loud enough. I don't know. Yeah. But it's like, no, we jam with some guitar players every now and then. My brother will jump up. DJ Williams jumped up with the other night.
Yeah, you guys played with DJ last awesome. Tuesday.
Yeah, yeah, he came up and sat in some songs with us. Chris Ryan has talked about coming on and playing some guitar. Chris Ryan's a rock star.
Now you were saying your brother jumps up with you. You're from an actual real Richmond musical background, right?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, no. Well, I guess Josh, or my oldest brother, got it started because he got in the scene like way earlier and introduced me to a bunch of people. And So that was when I was younger, and I was doing Santa Maria Brothers for a really long time and still am.
And that was you, Josh, Andreas. And,
yeah, just the three of us. We would rotate a bunch of musicians back in the day. We had sax players come in, some keyboard players. That's how we met Brittany, and she met me through Santa Maria Brothers because she's sitting with us every once in a while.
Some Amy Winehouse.
Yeah, we played a bunch of that stuff.
Wow.
She played some Incubus with us back in the day.
And Radiohead, too.
How do you...
Deck song one time at The Current with
Luke. Oh, yeah.
That was awesome.
The your dad's also in a local band.
Yeah, and then my dad's in Develop Maria's. They're not...
They're on hiatus right now,
but they're coming back probably in February with a new group.
Oh, cool.
And it's gonna be different than what they had before. It's gonna be good stuff.
All right. Well, we're gonna cut to a break, but before then, do you want to tell people who might be listening where they can find out more about you guys?
The only way you can find us is our one Facebook. Other than that, you can just look us up individually, or you can just meet me at the bar because I hang out in different places around town.
meet him at the bar, guys.
If you want to meet, I'll tell you when the next show is.
Very cool. This is Black Girl with Get Off.
Menu until 2 p.m. every night. They also have 28 taps dedicated to local and craft beer. And they always have a fantastic lineup of great live music. Everything a good Richmonder needs to have a great time. To keep up with events dates and their live music lineup, search for and like The Camel on Facebook or visit www.thecamel.org. Camel, 1621 West Broad Street in RVA.
New from Spoofco, it's My Pet Dinosaur. It's a fact that kids love dinosaurs, but with the growing popularity of violent video games and child-sized margaritas, the interest in dinosaurs is in decline. Because Spoofco believes that exploiting children is great for business, we've created My Pet Dinosaur. At-home genetics lab and incubation chamber.
This toy dinosaur is stupid.
Let's go play video games!
Hold on there, you little bastards. My Pet Dinosaur is different. Every My Pet Dinosaur package is complete with dino DNA, syringe, fid zipper, cell splicer, incubation chamber, and growth hormones for faster development.
I got a brontosaurus for Christmas. I named him Buster, and by summer, I was grounded because Buster ate all the trees and stomped on my mom's car. Stupid brontosaurus.
My friend Billy got a velociraptor. I miss Billy.
Look how cool my baby T-Rex is! Ow! My finger!
My Pet Dinosaur. New from Spoofco.
Yes.
Simon, sweetie.
What is it, Mom? It's kind of busy right now.
Simon, baby, what are you doing in there?
I'm fighting my action figures right now, Mom, and using my imagination.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry, sweetie. I just wanted to let you know your favorite show, Radio Rubber Room, is on.
Oh, sweet. I'll be ready in 15 seconds.
I knew it was your favorite, sweetie.
Thanks, Mom. I love you.
I love you too, sweetie.
Yes. Radio Rubber Room, it's a show without any S's in the name.
Every time I hear your sweet voice around. Up from this dark cloud and sets me on the ground now. But who do you suppose that I stay spellbound when your voice is nowhere to be yourself? Thank you.
That was Dean's tune, correct? Good, because I wasn't sure if I could read my writing anymore. I don't even know what that says anymore. It's definitely letters. So, guys, you recently opened up for DJ Williams last Tuesday.
Yes.
How much do you look up to a group like that? They've been doing their thing in the city for, what, like 10 years now?
Oh, yeah, so much.
You guys are all young.
Yes.
How much do you look up to those guys as musicians?
I mean, you got to kind of look up to those guys because they was there first. So, I mean, you just humble up and just learn from them, you know?
And, you know, honestly, Mark Ingram has really been an incredible person to us. I mean, he's really just, he's kind of helped us throughout most of our career so far, you know, and they're all very, very kind to us, you know, very sweet. So we really appreciate them for what they do and helping us out with everything.
Yeah, I actually interviewed DJ for RBA Magazine a few days ago, and it was the day before you guys opened up for him, and he had nothing but great things to say about you. So.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, that's wonderful.
So that last song was Dean's tune. Dean's your trumpet player. Mm-hmm. What? Why is that Dean's tune?
He wrote
lyrics and everything.
He wrote the music. I wrote the lyrics. Mm-hmm.
He just wanted to showcase his trumpet playing skills, huh?
Yes.
Did he make you guys call it Dean song?
No, that's actually just what we called it at first, and it kind of just stuck to that name.
How often can you say you have your own tune?
Yeah. It's like kind of like Mike's song or something.
I kind of like the name.
I'm just wondering if he like made you guys do that.
Oh, no,
like,
hey, no.
This is my song.
Yeah.
Y'all could end up writing like hundreds of songs, and he could be like, remember that one. Be like the Ringo of the group.
Have you guys thought of maybe like like a six song album? You could have Dean's song, you could have Gabe's song, Nelson's song.
We should so do
Nico's song, Nick's song, Brittany's song.
We're gonna give you a shout out. We're gonna do that.
If you guys do that, I get like 10%.
You could title the album We Are Soundstorm.
Introducing.
All right, so you guys are getting in the studio very soon, correct?
Yes, tomorrow.
Oh, tomorrow. Wow.
Where are you guys going to be recording?
Off Warwick.
Off Warwick? It's next to the bar, so come see me at the bar. We'll be recording next door.
I might see you in 20 minutes.
We're not inviting people to go see you record.
I don't think the neighbors see it. Well, it's, it's Grant.
Fine.
Rutledge.
Grant Rutledge. Yeah, he doesn't have a studio. He doesn't have a name for a studio.
I just finished making it, I believe.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Just made, brand new.
Is it?
We're the studio.
Is there isolation booths in it, or is it just
no,
a live room?
No, it works because he's been doing it for a long time. He did Guar's album. He does a lot of jingles you hear around town. That's him.
Like AG's bicycle.
This is Squar.
Yeah, did he do AG's?
Who is Squar?
Who is Squar?
Nico looked at me like, really?
Cool. So all you guys are pretty young, right?
Yeah, born in the 90s.
Yeah. Nelson's.
92.
The oldest.
So how old is everybody combined? Are you guys 100 years old combined?
No, they're pushing it, I think.
Yeah,
we are.
Yeah.
Are you?
Yeah, we're about, yeah.
We're
wow.
120-some.
What, 120? Oh, yeah, six members. That's right.
Yeah, we're a bunch of people.
I'm not good at math. I don't know if you can tell that or not. Tried to stump you with a zinger, but it didn't work.
No, it's 127. I'm the grandpa.
And Nelson, you're 27, right?
What's that?
Did you say you were 27?
24.
24. Okay, close. You look 27. Sorry.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. I totally sell you beer, dude.
I don't get carded.
Yeah. Nice, nice.
All right, so band people. I have a question. In 1979, when I was just a young boy, I closed my mind off to all forms of new music. Like, I have no idea what's happened since then.
Mm.
What y'all sounded really good. I did enjoy it, but Who can y'all tell me that y'all are most compared to from that era that I'll be in, like that would bring me into listening to y'all?
From
the 70s, he means? Earth, Wind, and Fire?
Yeah, Earth, Wind, and Fire for sure. Jill Scott, but she's that's kind of the, new age.
I was born in the 70s. I would say like Stevie Wonder, Earth, Wind, and Fire, maybe some like
Bill Withers. Sure, yeah.
Bill Withers definitely.
Miles Davis?
I like to think that I, you know, resemble Aretha Franklin.
Aretha Franklin?
Yeah. Roberta Flack was a great 70s. She was good. Did some good stuff. And then,
well, Brittany.
Jackson.
Brittany, how long have you been singing?
I don't want to say my entire life because obviously I haven't been singing my entire life, but I kind of grew up singing because both of my parents are musicians.
That's cool.
So, you know, I kind of just lived in that kind of way. But
Brittany's first song is Crying Baby.
Crying Baby.
So, Brittany, I mean, did it come naturally to you? Were you rusty at first?
Yeah, I had a very high-pitched voice as a kid. Uh-huh. I sounded like a squirrel. I definitely grew into my voice a lot more, after.
Do squirrels sing?
I've heard them, yeah. You know, some squirrels in... Chipmunks, yeah. Well, you know, actually, that's funny because I was actually named after the chipmunk from Alvin and the Chipmunks, Brittany.
Really?
Yes.
Nice.
Yeah. So I guess it, you know, is bound to happen that way. But
how old were your parents? Were they like five?
My mother was my mother was young, not that young, but you know,
like five. Like that was her favorite show at the time.
You know, I have no idea why she did that to me.
Well, I was saying that chipmunk voice. Can you? You were talking about actual chipmunks. Like you were talking about. The Alvin and the Chipmunks.
Yes, yeah.
Not squirrels.
No.
The animals.
No.
All right, guys, we're going to take a break, and we'll be back with more Soundstorm.
All right, this is Orchard. Orchid.
It's Orchid.
I can't read good.
Orchid by Marionette.
Don't believe the sun. Oh,
Zamzam, hold your camels and do not put on your suicide vest just yet. Radio Rubber Room will be right back after a word from their sponsors.
Hey guys, it's Sean from Radio Rubber Room, and I have a great product that I developed in my grandpa's tool shed. I sometimes find myself feeling troubled after eating glue, my insides feeling all bound and twisted up. That's why I invented my own glue that's great for eating. Use Sean's glue for all kinds of useful things like decorate cake, make sandwich, spread on toast, or just eat it out of the container with a used popsicle stick. You can stick stuff to other stuff with it too. My glue is infused with vitamins and minerals for an extra boost of vitamins and minerals. My glue also comes in flavors like meat, cocoa, wood, purple, and glue, all of my favorites. You'll be eating Sean's glue for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. You can even use it to stick stuff to other stuff. Don't think my glue is for you? Try my spackle. Sean's Edible Glue, because constipation is no picnic.
This is Zamzam. Hold your camels and do not put on your suicide vest just yet. Radio Rubber Room will be right back after a word from their sponsors.
Will somebody get the door?
Ugh. Menial tasks are making it impossible for me to enjoy being lazy. That's why I got walkers. Walkers are the first shoe to walk themselves. They walk themselves and you. Walkers are so convenient. I just start them up, and they do all the work. Walkers are made from recycled World War II tanks and come in two stylish colors, army drab gray and camouflage. These bad boys are gonna last. Walker's sleek and aerodynamic design enable them to get 200 yards to the gallon. The pint-sized tank fits easily into a fanny pack or purse and enables you to get 45 steps or more depending on speed. Walkers come in two speeds, walking and less quick walking.
Check this out. Now I'm moving. Yeah. Yeah, this is nice. Yeah. Whoa. This is not comfortable. Whoa. This isn't natural. Yeah. Turn. How do I turn? How do I turn? Wall. Turn. Turn. Wall.
Too lazy to enjoy being walked by something else? Then try rollers. New from Smoofco.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Stairs, stairs, stairs!
In five delicious carbonated meat flavors, chicken, pork, beef, fish and ostrich. Crack open a refreshing carbonated can of liquid meat.
I'm having beef. What about you?
I mix chicken and ostrich and it tastes just like turducken.
Packed full of protein, liquid meat is the preferred energy drink for bachelors and 3 out of 10 bodybuilders. Homeless people love liquid meat too.
You spare a dollar.
Too busy to make dinner? Feed your family an ice cold refreshing can of liquid meat.
Welcome, my friends, to Alejandro's fine world of art. I'm Alejandro, your host, and today we will be painting a still life of fruit on a table. First, pick your fruit and lay it gracefully on the table. Accent your fruit with candles and a bottle of fine wine for atmosphere. Be sure the fruit reflects the light just right. You can increase the luster by moistening them with oil. Apply generous amounts of oil to both hands and massage the fruit back and forth, showing plenty of attention to the tip. That should do it. Today I will be working with pastels. Mix the pastels until they are sticky, but still firm. Yes, sticky and firm. I prefer to use my hands so I can get very familiar with my material. Begin by sketching the basic shape of the fruit, so round and succulent. Round and succulent. Next, apply the paint in long, smooth strokes, making sure to accent the natural curves of the fruit. Oh yes, just like that. That's right, flick the blush around. flick the brush around. Yes, flick it. Flick it for texture. Right there. Almost done. That's the spot. Oh, dear. All finished. What a masterpiece. This has been Alejandro's fine world of art. Join us next time.
You are listening to Radio Rubber Room. I'm naked-chester.com. If you miss the show live, just download the podcast. RadioRubberRoom.podbean.com. And on iTunes. The song sounded bad. Oh, well.
That was Soundstorm live with Mr. Magic here on Radio Rubber Room. If you want to find out more about Soundstorm, don't forget you can meet Gabe at the bar. And you can find out all about him.
The bar next to the recording studio.
Which member of the band was that about?
Ooh, good question. We still fight about that.
It's always about me.
Is that the one that Brittany wrote the lyrics to?
No.
Oh, okay.
Not quite.
That is
the first one that we played.
Yeah, that was the first one.
Are you talking about this one that we just played now?
Yeah.
That's Amy Winehouse.
Yeah, that's okay. Mr. Magic.
You gotta forgive me, I don't really
it's Grover Washington.
Right, right.
Yeah.
I don't really listen to music,
Virgin
so as a matter of fact, I despise music. Just kidding.
That's good.
I'm just kidding. I love music. That's why I do a show about music. Come on. Cool. So you guys all met about a year ago. You said Mark Ingram really brought you guys together. Is that how it happened?
No.
I'd say that Gabe was the one that brought us together.
Okay.
We kind of met at a bar. open mic night at the Current next to Hat Factory.
Okay.
And I don't know, since then it just kind of all fell together.
Snowballed.
Yeah.
And then I met Mark Ingraham at a bar, and then we opened up for Beast. And that's how we met Mark Ingraham.
And from there, he's helped us get gigs.
I met him after we can open. He said, yeah.
Good stuff. So do you plan on meeting anyone at a bar this evening?
Oh, yeah.
It's always possible.
The lady of the night. The
most beautiful girl in the room.
I'm losing my train of thought. You guys are giggly. You guys are so giggly.
I blame Brittany.
We like to keep our music fun.
Yeah.
That's good, man. You guys definitely are a fun band. I saw you at, obviously I saw Gabe and Brittany came out to the open mic that we hosted at Cafe Diem, but I got to catch you guys at City Dogs. And
oh, nice.
Yeah, I think it was Andreas opened up for you that night, and he had Jorge playing the Latin percussion, and then you guys killed it, man.
Oh, thanks.
Now, we really enjoy playing City Dogs. I don't know why, it's a fun venue.
I'll tell you why, because Philly dogs are like crack.
That makes sense.
Like you're just like I'm gonna have one.
I'm partial to the Santa Fe dog.
Oh, you're missing out.
Like the Chicago dog. I roll with the Chicago dog.
Carolina,
that's how I get down, baby. The barbecue should not be on a hot dog.
Dude. The more meat you can get there,
the better, right?
You're like, I'm just gonna have one, and then the next thing you know, like you're having one every hour, and then the next day you're like, why did I do that? You know.
Now, you guys bring out a really good crowd. What's your secret?
Knowing people? Well, no, that's, I guess, just part of it.
Facebook invites?
Yeah, we really owe it all to Gabe.
Yeah, I don't know how Gabe does it sometimes. He just...
Word of mouth, really, I guess.
Yeah, no,
that's true, too.
We open up for a lot of big bands. I think that's why anybody knows about us.
Yeah, and a lot of people, I feel like, that come out, especially the City Dogs, by the end of the night, we don't know half of them. And I think it's just because it's very close to VCU. It's a good spot, a good location, and you know people outside hear it. And
I was gonna say because getting a good turnout just from Gabe meeting everyone at the bar. You're putting in too much work, man. You gotta work smarter, not harder. You know.
Hey guys.
Because it's danceable.
Hey guys. Technical reasons. We're gonna take a really quick break. Okay.
Okay.
Zazam here with Zazam's Wonderful World of Afghan Travel Agency. Hey, do you long to see world, go to magic place? Many things, very much fun to see and do? Lot of people do not know, but Afghanistan, amazing land, famous for most juicy, delicious mango. And world number one export of heroin and lithium, make for very popular American battery. Do you love sand? Have you ever longed to use bathroom behind shrub in desert and wipe clean with own hand? Then pack up your luggage bag and hey, don't forget burqa to hide face of woman servant you bring with. When plan your next trip, plan trip to wonderful and amazing world of Afghanistan and witness hand first many glorious map locations like cave, other cave, mountain, burnt hospital, third cave far from first cave, pile of rock that used to be school,
and most favorite local attraction, Crater in Middle of Ground from Balm. While you here, forget not play one of national pastime game like Stick Wheel, or throw a piece of candy in group of kid and watch them fight. Zazam accommodate you very well while you stay in luxurious five-star hotel cave or brand new old exploded military transport Cousin Aziz transformed to comfortable sleep cabin with authentic dog skin rug. Classy, right? What wait for you? You could be burning life-size doll of famous American dictator or stoning woman in street while you eat mango. Zazam's Wonderful World of Afghan Travel Agency. You book now and I throw in free pass to national theme park named Patch of Dirt with Goat. Tattoo 3, Afghanistan. You're going to love our mangoes.
All right, we are back. We are back. Got it all fixed. All right, So
obviously, you know, we all want to see all the bands in Richmond make lots of money, you know. But what is who in the y'all's band has the best backup plan?
Like, what are you going to be when you grow up? Nico on the drums. What's Nico going to do?
Oh, man, you want to tell us a bit about that, Nico?
This is what I'm going to do, everyone. I'm just going to make it on the drums, and that's the backup plan.
We'll call that plan B. We'll call that plan B.
All right. So what about you? Anybody else?
Anybody else?
No backup?
Are you going to college for anything?
Yeah. Dean and I are VCU right now.
Music majors.
Right. Yeah, that's I'm the newest member of the band.
It's a hell of a backup plan, guys.
Well, yeah. I'm
joking.
Always teach,
I don't know, man. No, but no, it would definitely not be below me to teach. I've taught a handful of lessons in my time. I plan to do it again before all my other musical dreams come true. But when the semester's not going on, I actually work as a bank teller.
Oh, nice.
Back home in Charlottesville. So.
Dude, you look like a bank teller, man.
I've been working on the look.
Yeah, and that's Nick. Nick, man, you play keys. What's your minor in college?
Nothing right now. Really? I'm not minoring in anything.
Okay. Are you?
No,
so it's all strictly music classes. You have general studies that you have to take?
Yeah, I have them mostly taken care of. You know, I just got them done out of the way because I don't want to trouble with them later. But
you got it all figured out, don't you, man?
I wouldn't say that. I got just, some of it figured
just
out.
Like banker, just like a banker. Just like a banker, man.
Yeah,
so
man.
You were talking earlier, you and Brittany write some of the songs together?
Sort of. Well, not me in particular. I mean, the song we're going to play next, I wrote the tune to one day in the practice room randomly because I was tired of practicing all the other stuff I had to. And then one day at work this past summer, I guess maybe I shouldn't tell this story, but I wrote the lyrics one day on a kind of a slow day at work one day. So
at the bank?
Yeah.
So are you going to school out in Charlottesville, or do you go to school out here?
No, I go to school here at VCU, okay. In Richmond, yeah, I should say.
So when you go home, you do the banker thing?
Yep, that's when I do it.
Nice. Did you, growing up in Charlottesville, obviously, right, that's where you grew up?
Yes.
Were you in any bands out there, or did you just kind of do the solo thing?
No, I was definitely in groups. I was in a rock band. I was in a jazz band. I did the school band thing for a couple of years, playing clarinet in middle school. But I realized keyboard and piano was my calling. So,
did you do you ever like plan to maybe break out the clarinet at like a Soundstorm show, man?
No,
you don't want
to
do.
I do not plan to do that. Yeah. Nelson plans on doing that. He probably has better chops playing the saxophone than I do. So,
well, I actually have clarinet chops.
Nice. Oh, okay. Well, there you go. All right.
I'm trying to plan this huge event in the future where, like, me and Evan Howard, the keyboard player from Air Circus, and Sean Reese from Downbeat Switch, we all get up on stage, and they all just mash the keys like crazy, and I interpretively dance. Is there any way you would be interested in jumping on board?
In playing the clarinet, specifically.
Oh man.
Yeah,
I mean,
don't need another key
if everybody's
player.
Mashing in the first
yeah,
place.
It's
like...
gonna be on HBO in a couple years.
Yeah. if it's all interpretive anyway, then I can definitely just jump on.
What's the cover for that show? I wanna see that.
It's $39.95.
maybe we'll all open for you.
He wears a unitard that's flesh colored too.
Yeah,
so
maybe we can get the crowd really warmed up for that, huh?
So it the least, Sean, you've got Sandstorm opening up for you.
Yeah, that's pretty.
So far, it's me and Evan Howard, and we are going to do it.
Oh, Sean hasn't agreed to it yet?
Oh, so it's all
keyboards.
Oh,
yeah, I'm sure he's now.
So you're going to get all keyboard players?
All keyboards. Oh, wow. And we're all going to play one keyboard. We're going to crowd that thing.
Yeah, that'd be pretty awesome.
And man, I'm going to be like, everybody hold back 90% of what your skills are.
Right.
So it doesn't sound that good, but it'll be great.
Nice, nice.
That's my backup plan.
I don't feel so bad now. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, my
tell us about it.
My plan A is sell all my clothes.
Yeah, Nelson, man, do you want to tell us about your backup plan, buddy?
Yeah, actually, my backup plan. Well, this is essentially how it's going. If I'm not king of Richmond in 2 years, then I'm moving to Beijing, China. I'm going to teach English.
Nice.
The king of
the
Richmond.
The king.
Now, what does... You will be... I would assume that since, I guess, King George, you would be the first actual king of Virginia, of Richmond.
I've got a very regal full name. My full name's Nelson Judson Rich the Fourth. So.
Ooh. Oh, wow, dude.
So you're definitely qualified.
Yeah. That's all you really need
is
a name.
Do you have a plan in place? Are you already, like, raising an army, or what are you...
Well, this is the army. Yeah, we are the army.
Now, what kind of privileges come with being the king of Richmond?
You can just come and sit in any band you want to.
Oh, really? Like DJ?
Yeah, like DJ. What's up, DJ? Yeah, I'm doing this.
So you're going to try to dethrone DJ. DJ, you are on notice.
Nelson's coming for you, and he has a sax.
Nelson Rich of Soundstorm is coming after you, buddy.
With a sax. Now, what would hurt worse to get hit with, a saxophone or a guitar?
A guitar.
Saxophone. A saxophone can break into a lot of pieces and get really jagged really quick.
It's metal-y.
yeah, it's metal-y.
A guitar,
I've tried it. He knows from experience.
I feel like a guitar only has one or two good blows.
Yeah.
You can stab
a guitar
with
or
the
an
neck.
Electric guitar.
Ooh, good call.
Electric guitar.
Oh, that would kill somebody.
Yeah. I'd rather the blunt force than the metal object.
The metal-iness.
With, like, jagged edges coming out of it. So.
Yeah. There's definitely a lot of things that are like pinch points.
Especially if you go for the face, you can get stuck up your nose and then hooked on your mouth and stuff.
So if it's like...
Have you tried this before, Nelson?
If it's like instrument versus instrument, I think you might beat DJ. But
let's do it. Come on.
An actual guitar duel.
So when we come back on Radio Rubber Room, we'll find out which instrument is the best in battle.
All right, cool. Well, that wraps up the first hour. And before we go, obviously, reiterate where people can find out more about you. Where can they connect with you? Where's your social networks at?
Facebook page.
Mm-hmm, that's it.
Oh, all
right. Facebook Soundstorm. Easy as that.
Right. One word, two words.
One word.
Soundstorm. Cool. And this like is what's
this
the song?
This is the Rift with Fire Escape.
They're playing. Are they playing tonight?
Yeah.
Where at?
Amelia's.
Nice. Silo Effect with Surfaces.
Moment WHAN Ashland Richmond, W275 BQ Ashland, 1430 AM, and now 102.9 FM, WHAN.
We are back. We are back. This is Radio Rubber Room. Don't forget, if you can keep up with this on Facebook, / Radio Rubber Room, at Radio Rubber Room on Twitter. Welcome back, guys. Everybody back in? Everyone okay?
Yes.
Cool. So, guys, we are accepting calls right now.
Oh, yeah, for the Worthless Junk Records box set, the holiday box set. Do you guys know Worthless Junk Records by chance?
It's a local label, Black Girls.
Yeah, Black Girls, BBS.
White Laces.
That's right.
Yeah, it's filled with vinyl, CDs, stickers, buttons.
What do you youngsters know about vinyls?
They're these big donuts you put on, you turn them on a thing.
Yeah. Very observant of you. Yeah, and it's filled with stickers, buttons. There's also a ticket to the February 17th record release party for the Black Girls at Hippodrome. So
awesome. If you would like one of those, they are selling them for $40. You call in tonight, you can have one for free.
For free.
798-1010.
798-1010.
798-1010.
And,
the phones are blowing up.
They are. They're blowing up right now. And we have a guest in the building. One of our, I would say that she is the show mother. Would you say that too, Simon's mom?
I would say that.
Okay, good.
I'm okay with that.
It's always good to have you here.
You boys need someone to look after you.
Yeah. Feels like home with you here. You are looking good tonight, baby. How's it going?
Your head's shining.
I know.
It is very shiny.
I am balder than usual. Would you say that?
I don't know about more than usual. Just shinier.
Do you want an explanation as to why I've shaved like all my facial hair and my head?
I love this explanation.
Well, I know it wasn't long enough for you to donate it.
No, it definitely was not.
Was it to get rid of bugs?
No bugs either. I am I'm growing just a mustache. Just a mustache.
Are you gonna wear aviators?
Yes, I will wear aviators as well.
What? My honest opinion?
Yes.
You know I loved the 70s, so...
Uh-huh.
I'm okay with that.
I feel like the porn star look is a good look for me.
Yeah.
Bald porn star, of course.
As long as you wear Daisy Dukes year-round.
Yeah. Please don't.
With the pockets hanging out. Yeah, that's a good idea.
The Jeez. Ones that you cut yourself out of normal jeans.
Please do not do that.
Okay.
And tube socks up here.
I agree with her, Dan. Please do not do that.
All right. Well, no, seriously, I'm growing a mustache for the Mekong Soul Stash on December 28th. So I'm going for a trophy, something that has a bite cop on it.
Do you have to start fresh?
No, I just wanted to start fresh. I wanted to...
So if I wanted to do it, I could just do the Fu Manchu or something?
For sure, man. What I did originally was I actually shaved everything off but the mustache, and I look so ridiculous. And
I want to do it too. I'll just stop waxing.
Mm. Yeah. Do you wax your lip?
Well,
who knows what grows up there?
You got to maintain.
Uh huh. Of course. I'm growing out the mustache for the Soul Stash at Mekong on the 28th. You could definitely do the Fu Manchu. They're giving away prizes.
I can't do a Fu Manchu.
Not you, Derek. Derek. Oh. You guys shouldn't sit so close together. Are you touching under the desk? By the way,
that is none of your business, man.
Derek, are you touching her under the desk?
No.
Is she touching you?
No.
Okay, good.
Sounds dangerous.
It's inappropriate for radio, by the way. Simon's mom, you have some show picks. You have some recommendations.
I do. I've got some show picks for this week. There's some good stuff going on this week. Tonight at Emilio's, you can go see The Rift. They haven't played a show in a while, so it's going to be the first time out in a while.
Uh-huh.
So you can go see them at Emilio's. Also, I think you said you were going to Ghost of Pop?
Yes, Ghost of Pop.
I might meet you there or something.
Okay. I'm not putting you on the list. Do you have a connection?
I'll figure it out.
Okay.
I never have a problem with that.
Uh-huh.
Then tomorrow
Wait a second. I'll put you on the list, but you have to be my date tonight. That's the only deal.
I'll figure it out on my own.
Okay. Are you sure?
Yeah. Okay, moving on. Then tomorrow night, Sunday, at the Camel, it's Reggae Monday?
Monday? Which
I don't understand because it's Sunday, but it's Reggae Monday. But either way, you can go to the Camel tomorrow night and see Antero. Also, sweet. Tomorrow, it's a tobacco company. They're doing their service industry holiday party, and they're going to have the Trigoni Band at 7 and the Black Girls at 10.
Nice. And they played the last Richmond Music Review with us on Sunday. Did. So the tobacco company was impressed, and they got booked.
Good stuff. Okay, then Thursday, the 15th, you can go see Downbeat Switch. They're going to be at Capitol Hill House in the Studio B Concert Semifinals.
Nice.
You can go see them there. Then this weekend, Friday and Saturday, it's, you know Murphy's Kids, right, Dan? Murphy's Kids?
I do.
They're
ska band.
They're Scaladays. Nice. Their annual, it's their 12th annual Scaladays Festival.
Are they doing it at the Canal Club again?
No, it's going to be at Strange Matter.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and then the first night, Friday, Among Criminals, East Coast Secondaries, Broadsides, and Murphy's Kids. And then Saturday, Murphy's Kids, Capital 7, Tsunami Rising, Proverbial, in Eastern Standard Time. That's $5 in advance. That's $7 at the door, and all proceeds go to Comfort Zone Camps. And you can find more about that at www.comfortzonecamp.org.
Now you're sounding a little smoky tonight, Simon's mom. Are you smoking again? I thought you quit.
I'm not smoking again.
A little gravelly. Do you got a cold? Are you coming down?
That's
with
rude,
something?
Dan.
I'm just being observant, like my friend Gabe over there with the bass. Little smoky tonight. Did you just cough into the mic? That was awesome.
I am not smoking again, Dan.
All right.
What?
Good. Well, I hope you're not getting sick, babe.
Don't call me babe.
Why not?
I don't like it.
All right. Well, I guess we will. We'll go ahead and take a break. If anyone's listening that would like to get the Worthless Junk Records holiday box set, you can call in at 798-1010.
Can I call in?
No, you can't. You're on the show. That would be unethical of us. But
what
anybody,
if I use like a fake voice?
If you can get one past me, but I don't think you can. I know your address.
Okay.
All right, we're going to play a song, and this song is from... Do you want to announce it, Simon's mom?
She doesn't know. This could be one of two songs. Just
I think
play
it's,
it.
I think it's End Is Never by Proverbial.
Okay, that's probably it.
I think it is.
Yes.
Yeah, that's End Is Never by Proverbial.
My.
I see the liars, this all in my demise. Whoa, whoa. I'm caught between the lessons I learned, these things I've seen. Wish it was all new to me. I never realized I could never tell you. Put it out the window, so I never showed you and I. Oh, this is all I leave with you.
Suicide hotline. If you are driving car bomb at military checkpoint, press 1. If you are wearing suicide bomber vest in crowded marketplace, press 2. If you are arming roadside bomb, press 3. If you are in bathtub with razor blade to wrist while listening to Radio Rubber Room, press 4.
Are you depressed? Do you have trouble getting up in the morning? Do you sometimes wonder what the meaning of life is? Well, my friend, inhale the holiness that is Golden Gates. With one Bible verse on each Golden Gate, you'll be able to get the maximum amount of God's love with each and every puff. Hallelujah! Golden Gates. Walk with me on the path to salvation, brothers and sisters. Praise Him and let the essence fill you. On the seventh day, the Lord rested, and on the eighth day, God created Golden Gates. Full-flavored, bold, and robust, just like our Lord and Savior. Every Golden Gate will bring you one step closer to heaven. Hallelujah! Golden Gates, now in menthol.
Shalom, I am Rabbi Forskinnerstein, owner of Bagel and Ashmir. A lot of people do not know, but I am also trusted local OBGYN. Due to economic difficulties, I was forced to merge my two businesses to create Bagel and a Pap Schmear. Hey, how many times have you been on your back with your legs in the stirrups and thought, oy vey, I could really use something to nosh on? Jew or shishka, don't be a schmindrick. Get your tukis down to Bagel and a Pap Schmear today and try one of our world-famous handmade boiled bread circles with our award-winning cream cheese and bagel lox. Fungal problem? No problem. Replace our handmade boiled bread circles with a yeast-free matzah bagel. Bagel and a Pap Schmear.
Welcome back to Radio Rubber Room. If you are still listening, that means bomb your building did not go off by accident. For you, I am very happy. Enjoy the show.
If I'm gonna get over you, gotta meet you, gotta treat you just like a man. now you see I'm free. So give me back my dignity. If I'm gonna get over you, gotta treat you just like a dream. So stressing, it keeps me guessing. Gotta let off a little steam. These things and all of these things are never as they seem, so it seems.
Was Gotta Treat You Like a Dream, live here on Radio Rubber Room by Soundstorm. And once again, if you want to find out more about Soundstorm, meet Gabe at the bar.
So we have a caller. Caller, are you there?
Hi, I'm here.
Hey, what's up, caller? What's your name?
My name's Faith.
Hey, Faith. Faith, you want to win the, I guess, is it winning or just giving it away?
It's winning.
Yeah, you just won.
She knows how to use a phone. That's
right.
Definitely a good thing.
You just won the Worthless Junk Records holiday box set filled with vinyl and CDs.
Congratulations.
Awesome.
I think there's a tape in there as well from White Laces, Black Girls, No BS Brass Band, and much, much more. There's also a ticket to the Black Girls record release party on February 17th. So there's your pass to get into the Hippodrome.
Sweet. I definitely call that winning.
Yes, I think you won, too. Well, Faith, we're going to put you on hold and get all your information, and then we'll have that shipped out to you in the next couple
awesome.
Days. All right, Faith, thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
All right. Cool.
Do we have more we have more callers?
Yes, we have another caller.
Want to talk to him anyway? Should I? Tell him
yeah,
boss.
Yeah, let's. Hello? WHAN? My phone's going off. Are you there, caller?
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, how's it going? This is Lenny Oshkovich.
It's who?
Lenny Oshkovich, long-time listener, first-time caller.
How's it going, Lenny?
Hey, pretty good. Am I on the air?
You are on the air. You are.
Oh, great. I just want to say I love that band Soundstorm. I love them.
Yeah.
Only suggestion.
Okay.
The sax player should be wearing assless chaps.
Oh, okay.
Go my boy. All
right. All right, Lenny. Thanks for calling in, buddy. You guys are awesome. You have listeners
right there. He didn't even want to win the prize.
He just
wanted to tell you that he wanted to see
your guys'
cheeks.
New wardrobe. So. Good advice.
So
I
suggest you
guy.
Take his advice.
I think you should have the buddy system from now on in the band, y'all.
Wait, what?
The buddy system. Don't go out alone on any alleys.
No, especially with Lenny. What was his
Oshkovich.
Last name? Oshkovich? Lenny Oshkovich.
What about him?
He thinks that you should wear assless chaps. So
no.
That's like chaps without a donkey on it,
I know
correct?
What they look like.
Look, King of Richmond.
Nice. Everybody's phone is going off right now.
I don't know.
Cool. So, Soundstorm, six-piece band. You guys are pretty young. You are the oldest, 24. Are you kind of like, are you the most responsible, most organized of the band?
No.
Absolutely not.
It would be the banker, right?
I play saxophone. Uh-huh. Yeah. Gabriel's pretty much my babysitter.
Do you guys have some different roles as far as, you know, other aspects of the band? Like I'm guessing he's the banker, so he's probably in charge of the money, right?
He is.
Is he really?
You guys are smart. That's a good call.
Yeah.
Is anybody in charge of, like, the social networking or?
Nick does a lot of the Facebook stuff.
So you guys just dump everything on him?
No, Gabe's got the bulk of the responsibility. We actually had a meeting about this. They didn't give me one.
I did give you a job. You're supposed to find somebody to make the website.
Show. Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Oh, my job. One job.
Oh, that. Yeah, that was your.
Yeah.
So by Gabe having the most of the responsibility, you mean by going to the bar?
Yeah, essentially. I mean, that's how we've gotten most of our gigs.
That's not really. You'd be surprised if you just ask people, and then when they say yes.
You just go to the bar, good things happen.
The bar. I mean, anybody listening who's trying to
you
just
can't
start
beat
a band,
you
go
can't
to the bars,
beat it.
Man.
Just get all the people to get wasted before you tell them about your band. Then they'll love you.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Big, I love you.
Not really. Then you become that annoying drunk guy who's, like, bothering everybody about your band.
No.
Guy. That's coming from experience.
Yeah.
You don't tell them that you're in the band when you're doing that. You just tell them how cool the band is.
That's almost what I was, like, doing.
Well, Gabe gets distracted because he just ends up telling everybody how awesome he is. They kind of forget about the band.
You are, Gabe, you are a very talented bass player, man. Do you teach lessons? Do you teach bass lessons?
He should ask you that stupid question.
Because I have a bass, man. I was hoping maybe...
You've been bugging me about this for a while, about these bass lessons you want. You know, in due time.
Well, you could be like Mr.
Let's not hold our breath, but just wait till I get my degree.
Dude, you could be like Mr. Miyagi. You could give me like kind of a seemingly non-related task to do while I'm waiting.
You can be like, you want to be a good bass player? Clean my car.
When I get that car. You're getting bass lessons.
Do my laundry. Buy me a car.
I aspire to not have a car.
Yeah.
That would be an upgrade for my level of car.
Honestly, I don't really... have that many plans to get a car, honestly. I like...
You like having your friends drive you.
He's the most successful bum I've ever met.
Yeah,
always have money.
Whenever I drive around the city and I see people with nicer bicycles than my car, it doesn't feel nice.
I'm actually trying to get my hands on one of those 80s scooters, like a Honda Helix. Uh-huh. I don't have a car right now, but... You can get a sidecar and just put my saxophone in the sidecar and go to the gigs.
That's sick, dude. Now, is he a more successful bum than you are, would you say?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like definitely. I had to start recently bumming. He's had more practice.
Now,
I've been unemployed bum the whole time. I think that's the major difference. Yeah. That's like the big difference. I've been employed but still a bum. He was an unemployed bum. Then he was employed, and then... I don't know, but he plays
saxophone.
Let's not
talk about that.
How many members?
Nelson.
How many members of the bands live with their mommies?
I do at the
classified
moment.
Information.
He was like, I do. I don't know who that is, but you are brave, sir.
What, me?
He answered.
I don't know who I've been talking to the whole time.
Yeah, that's Nelson.
Yeah.
He's like Nelson.
And that wasn't...
I love my mother.
Sean's use of the term...
I think she's listening right now.
Sean's use of the term mommy wasn't to be funny. He actually still calls his mom mommy.
Yeah. He recently moved out of his mom's house, and it was not by choice, so... and
he's going to throw that little fact in
and
there.
I moved into Grandpa's house.
Yeah, now he's living with Grandpa.
Well, not anymore, but, you know.
Okay, let's not get sad. Yeah. Cool. Well, Nelson, I don't know if you've noticed, Gabe is really successful. He's actually gotten rides from me before.
Nice.
I even got a ride from him.
Yeah, it's
via FB.
Yeah, and Facebook. I don't know if you use the social networks to bum, but Gabe is very good at that.
I did it. It happened. Yeah. Actually, it only happened that one time, but just that one time.
Oh, really? That's the only time Facebook's worked.
One ever responded, too. I was like, whoa.
That's worked for me before. Yeah, really? Like, stuck in the fan, somebody come get me.
I saw a post from you one time, Daniel, where you said, hey, something about your car was in the shop, someone wanted to take a ride to get something to eat.
Oh, that was.
And I was like, yeah.
That ended up being me.
That ended up being you. Yeah, see, he's stealing my tricks. It works, doesn't it?
I'd have bought lunch, man. I'd have bought lunch. No, nobody responded. I had to call Derek.
Oh.
And I use Facebook. See, I don't have friends like you do.
See, you're not a successful bum until you can do that.
No, I'm not very good at bumming. Cool. Well, so you guys have been together for a year. You're about to get into the studio. You only have two songs that are your original tunes,
this
right?
Isn't, like, the demo's not like, it's kind of a public
release.
It's
not an LP.
Yeah,
it's just, and it's not even really an EP. It's just something nice that we can give as a press packet to, like, because there's a lot of gigs we can't get unless we have demo.
Oh, for sure.
Exactly.
So. Now, so you're going to cover some songs in the studio?
Yeah. We haven't fully decided.
It's a secret.
Oh, is it really?
We already know, but it's a secret.
Will you tell us?
Then it wouldn't be a secret.
Be a secret.
Nobody listens to the show. You'd just be sharing with us, except for Faith, I guess.
And that old
guy. Yeah.
Faith and that guy.
Yeah, oh yeah.
The phones
Lenny.
Are actually still ringing.
Lenny, man.
Do we have
She's
any callers?
Still, yeah.
Is anybody...
Yeah. The phone just rings while Faith is on hold. She's a trooper.
You still got her on hold? You didn't get her information yet?
We have to get it after the show's on. When we talk
wow,
live,
she is a trooper.
We can hear her. Like, it's hard for me to talk on the phone with her on live radio because we can hear the whole
you
show.
You can't turn your mic down? And
yes, he can turn it down.
If you really
still
wanted
hear
to.
The show.
She's going to be on hold for the rest of the show?
No, just for the next couple minutes.
Okay.
Look at your rundown, man.
All right. So what's the plan maybe? Do you guys have a plan for the next year? After recording, I mean, any bigger gigs looking to do like festivals or anything?
Honestly, the thing with this band, for me personally, it wasn't like, I didn't know it was going to do what it did. And I kind of just like.
So now you're just stuck in it.
I'm just stuck here now. And then people want us to play places and stuff. We need to come up with material and all this stuff. Mm. We're supposed to be like, this is a band that we played every once in a while. And now we play all over the place.
Well,
it's fun.
I mean, like, Gabe's kind of a homebody right now. He just wants to stay in Richmond.
Yeah, well, honestly, no, I would like to travel. I'm not saying we're going to tour, but I would like a big show. I mean, I've been talking to the dude. What was his name? JD. He's from the National. Uh-huh. He worked at City Dogs for a while. But he said he liked us one night. He said
the
we
dude.
Might go. Yeah. Well, cool. He's a good guy. He said he's talking about booking us for the National if we're opening for maybe a major act. But I don't know if he'll do that. But if he did, that'd be cool.
Now, is the you guys have opened for DJ Williams at Cafe Diem 2 months in a row, correct?
No. I think we did it back in September, right?
September, yeah.
And then we just did it this month. And we did DJ, we did Beast a bunch of times.
We've done Beast a whole lot.
Playing with them was awesome, always. It was a big party. We did Crucial Elements.
Crucial Elements was great.
That's cool.
When it comes to going on stage, who dances the most?
Who dances the most?
In the band?
In the band, yeah.
I think it might be the horn section, honestly.
Yeah. We do foot movements and everything.
He's a Nelson is a massive
mostly two-stepping.
Knee puncher.
Knee
puncher. Puncher. Like this is his move.
You're not really a band in Richmond until like a 60-year-old woman dances in the front.
Been there.
I saw like a 90-year-old Asian woman dancing once.
I think we broke new ground last week. There were two girls making out in front of the stage while we were playing.
Were they 55?
I think it was a milestone for us, really.
Yeah.
I think we reached a certain level when that happened.
Were they in there?
Did it mess you up at all?
I got distracted a bit, not gonna lie.
Were they in their 50s?
Oh no.
There's their two young hot girls.
20-somes.
20-somes.
That's quite a cool thing to be attached to your brand.
Yeah.
Girls come to your shows and make
sounds
out.
Sounds to them, we make chicks make out.
We make chicks make out. Done it. Do it again.
So is that something you're going to include in your press kit?
Yeah, you should. You
should. That's a good idea.
That or like.
Like, here's our demo, and by the way, we make chicks make out sometimes. Mm-hmm.
Should tell your friends to bring their girlfriend and their hottest friend with them to the Soundstorm show.
Hey, put that in the bio or something like that. I don't know. Maybe put the like little description if you could sum your band up in one sentence, you know, chicks make out.
Get it on the website, Nelson.
All right. That's next job.
All right, well, we're going to
No, that's the first job.
Yeah. No, that's you. That's you, man. That's you. But yeah.
All right, cool. Well, let's take a break and play a song. This one is going to be Fire Escapes.
We can only hope.
Yeah. So Fire Escape Spy.
The Rift.
The Rift. And where are they playing tonight?
Emilio's.
Emilio's. Yeah, so Emilio's. Is there a cover?
It's home base.
Is there a cover? I don't know that.
Do you guys play at Emilio's?
We have before. Uh-huh. I know all those guys. Shout out, big up to Emilio's. They're my people.
Yeah, your brother hangs out there. That's his spot.
Exactly,
right?
Yeah. That's the standard. Yeah, me and him, he hangs out there more, but it's a good spot.
Cool. Well, this is the Rift Fire Escapes.
Guys, this is Simon, and you're listening to Radio Rubber Room. It's so cool. You guys are awesome. It's Radio Rubber Room. It's a show that doesn't have any S's in it.
New from Spoofco, it's Radio Rubber Room action figures.
All right.
Now you can play along with your favorite character from the show. Choose from one of the three different hosts with an array of accessories, weapons, and superpowers.
The
The Sean action figure comes with survival attachments like pizza cutter, fly swatter, and record needles so you can listen to all your favorite records from the 70s. Hold Sean action figure up to the television and he'll tell you the program information for that channel.
I've seen this one. Let's watch porn.
Wind the key on Sean's back and listen to him try to convince you to do things like...
Want
to
burn something?
And...
Let's go peek in your neighbor's window.
And...
Go to your mom's purse and take out $10.
Radio Rubber Room action figures. New from Spoofco. Collect all three.
In order to live in a more perfect society, it is important to know about money. Money is a way for people to trade goods and services with one another. Some money is printed on paper, and it's colorful and pretty. It can also sometimes be drab and have pictures of 300-year-old dudes on it. Lesser denominations of money are given out as tokens. They are round, shiny things. Different values of paper money and coins generally have different images. Money has many different names like dough, clams, bananas, moolah, cash, and cashola, beans, Benjamins, bills, bread, and the Dippy Dappy. They say money can't buy you happiness. It can buy you yachts, though. Can't buy me love? Negotiable. There's just something I love about yachting. Money is the root of all evil. Well, I'll see you in hell, buddy. A penny saved is a penny earned. Good luck with those pennies, pal. Try grabbing a nickel or 400,000. So if you're looking to get money, you can't afford it. If you have money, share the wealth, friend. Make money a part of your life today.
Do you live in constant fear of having your nipples specked off by an eagle? Well, fear no more.
Juan Mick Ramirez's
Super Nipple Shield is here. My Irish Latino heritage has endowed me with some of the most sensitive wildlife attracting nipples around. I've tried everything. Super glue, mayonnaise, duct tape, and several thousand other household remedies, which allowed me to create the world's first and probably only nipple protectant.
Juan Mick Ramirez's
Super Nipple Shield will help repel eagles, elephant shrews, groundhogs, and dolphins. Yes, it does work underwater. Apply the Super Nipple Shield every 30 minutes for maximum areola protection.
See, it just worked. It'll take those sensitive man bosoms and turn them into pecks of steel. Ding, ding! Juan Mick Ramirez's Super Nipple Shield doesn't just protect against wildlife, it also protects against chainsaws, automobile accidents, nuclear fallout, and aliens.
I bought Juan Mick Ramirez's Super Nipple Shield yesterday, and I've already impaled a bobcat, two goldfish, and a peregrine falcon. Thank you, Juan Mick Ramirez.
For three easy installments of $9.99,
Juan Mick Ramirez's Super Nipple Shield can be yours.
You are listening to Radio Rubber Room. I'm naked-chester.com. If you miss the show live, just download the podcast. RadioRubberRoom.podbean.com. And on iTunes.
That was Can't Hide Love. And that was an Earth, Wind, and Fire song?
Yep.
That's good. You guys are young, man, and obviously well put together, well thought out, well executed. I know you don't have like a lot of your own original material here, but for a year, man, you guys are really tight. It must feel good. It must feel gratifying to have a complete band. That the case, or are you looking for other pieces?
Actually, we had a trombone player in mind, just a third horn to fill it out a bit more. Because, like, I mean, to have a really powerful horn line, like, three's a good number for a lot of things.
Pyramids.
Yeah.
Pyramids?
I don't know. It's the first thing that came to my head.
I don't know. It's a very human number. You find it in everything, classical literature. Like, things happen in threes.
It's all, and like I said before, I'm very bad at math, but it's only divisible threes by after itself. Two.
It's a prime number.
Thank you, sir.
I mean, that's not the argument for having a third horn player. I just like something a bit more to fill out.
That's a pretty good argument. It's a prime number.
Yeah, it's a prime number. There's a lot of prime numbers.
You can't argue with that. It's
you can
math.
Only divide our horn section by itself. So, Nelson, once again, you play the saxes,
yes.
Multiple saxes.
Uh-huh. Sometimes at the same time.
Oh, wow. Dude, that's... Okay. We've got Dean on trumpet, very talented guy. Nico plays drums.
Killing it, by the way, back there on those drums, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, very good.
Nick's on the keyboards. Gabe is on the bass, and Brittany on the vocals. And you guys are looking for possibly a trombone player.
Possibly.
Trombone.
We already have one in mind.
Oh, yeah. Do you?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Who is that?
Is that a
Colleen?
Secret?
Yeah, Colleen Trump.
That's why I was confused, because your Facebook page has her listed.
She pretty much joined the band, learned a few songs, but you know, things
got really busy.
And I didn't recognize you, because last time I saw you, you had like big glasses on.
Yeah,
and so I was like, that must be Colleen. So I was wrong.
Yeah.
So you guys already have her listed. Is she like playing with you guys yet, or
she jumps in whenever she shows up, just, you know, for fun, like if she happens to come see us out at a gig,
sounds committed.
Yeah. I mean,
I think she's pretty busy.
We'd love to have her. We'd absolutely love to have her.
Is she getting in the studio with you guys?
No.
She doesn't. I mean, she doesn't know. You know,
she's in the band.
All the songs.
Yeah, pretty much.
Colleen, if you're listening out there, you are now an official member of Soundstorm. Because
why not?
This is Radio Rubber Room, and we make things official.
Yeah, it is official. We just carved it in stone.
Yes.
So, that's really cool. You guys are going to do a little EP in the studio, some covers, your two original songs. You're going to get a bunch of gigs. That's the plan. Kind of try to venture out of Richmond a little bit.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And then
I'm thinking Southside.
Southside?
Oh, yeah. So, ooh, yeah.
You're going to go across the river, man?
Whoa. So really out of Richmond.
I think it's also a really good idea that we kind of go to other schools as well. Like, you know, start working or playing for fraternities and stuff like that, you know.
Radford, UVA.
Yeah.
That'd be fun.
Yeah. They're fun gigs. They pay well, and it's, you know.
You guys should like forge some documents and like get into like some high school talent shows.
Ooh. You guys would
battle
watch
of the bands.
Get them while they're young.
So, have you guys played many colleges? Any colleges?
Hampton, Sydney.
Yeah, we played Hampton, Sydney.
Oh wow, that's a private all male college, right?
Yep.
It was chicks.
There were plenty of chicks there.
It was their homecoming.
I was going to say, sausage fest.
No,
I was
going to
say, they all must have been drooling over Britney.
So a bunch of Longwood girls there.
Yeah. A whole bunch.
So, and I mean, that sounds like, I mean, that's kind of what DJ did too. The DJ Williams Project, they started venturing out to the colleges. Now, did you guys come up with that on your own, or did you kind of take it out of the playbook via Mark Ingram?
Actually, Nico's dad, who is Drummy of the Wailers, he pretty much gave us the idea of certain ways to kind of get our name out there rather than just in Richmond.
So, you know, the Wailers come from musical families then?
Yes.
Like I was talking, we were talking about that before the break. Actually, I had a chance to meet him a couple years ago. Yeah, really cool guy. Your families, I guess, can help out a lot in that gig area. A lot of connections.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
Do your parents play?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Both
like,
actually.
Still?
Yeah, my parents are actually in a band together. They. Aww. Yeah. It's adorable. Yeah. That's how they met and everything. But yeah, they play. They're in a lot of bands, actually, but their main band is Weeping Molly. They play mostly West End area, but, you know.
It's cool. That's where the money be at, right?
Yes. Yeah. Yes, for sure.
Do you guys ever get out there and play any West End?
You guys want to go to Southside?
Yeah, right?
I mean, I'm just saying there's a lot of – no, I'm just saying there's a lot of restaurants down there. It's potential. It's money. Come on. He doesn't even want to leave like south of his house. Like he only does it to practice.
Look, guys, if no one's coming to my living room, I'm not playing a gig.
Well, thanks for coming to Ashland, then.
Yeah, right.
That's quite a march for you.
This is the center of the universe, by the way. I don't know if you guys knew that.
Yeah, did you guys know that?
It is.
This is the center of the universe officially. That's there.
Is the answer to life, universe, and everything located in this building?
I guess
it's just their slogan. I don't. Yes, somebody made that up. That's not true at all, scientifically. And I don't think.
Does Richmond have a slogan, by the way? I think it's like Richmond.
Squirrels.
Huh?
Trying to get
Richmond. 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 All right.
Now it does. It. Okay.
All right. Cool, man. So the colleges, Southside, anywhere else? I mean, where's the place that you guys feel Soundstorm would be best received in the U.S., overseas? Where at?
Overseas. He said overseas.
Anywhere. Where do you guys feel like your sound is really like prime for?
Tehran.
It doesn't stop anywhere. We just gonna go everywhere and have fun and rage out, yo.
Worldwide. So the king of the world, not just the king of Richmond for you?
Yeah. I mean, apparently East Asia is really, really open to this kind of stuff. Really? I mean,
yeah.
I mean, I'm just saying.
What a coincidence. We're going to move there.
Yeah.
I'm moving there, and you guys are coming with me.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not saying we're going. I'm just saying there's a market.
I'll come with you, Nelson.
All right. So, Nelson, if you bail and you go to East Asia, and let's say, hypothetically, like, Britney decides, nah, I'm not going to East Asia, do you do, like, the Kenny G, like, sax thing, or do you find a band?
I'm actually trying to do that the kind of just solo sax that I'm trying to get like a small restaurant gig for that. But actually, I'm thinking about just like they don't have a whole lot of dubstep over there. I'll just start making dubstep. I do a lot of electronic stuff. I don't release any of it, but I make a lot of it.
I think they only have like 20 outlets over there.
Oh, in East Asia? Yeah, you probably
cool. Well, 20 outlets is in what?
I mean,
those things that you plug electronic devices into.
Gotcha, buddy. Gotcha.
I know, because their rock scene just started 5 years ago, and it started getting really big. I don't know what their dubstep's like over there, but I mean, I wouldn't mind being a part of it. I don't even really like it that much. I'm just good at making it.
Yeah. It sounds like you're pretty set on going to East Asia.
Oh no, yeah. I was ready to leave in April, and then some things happened that allowed me where I could actually still stay around here. And so I decided I would give Richmond a shot while I'm here. And if it doesn't work out, that's plan B. So
you're just gonna go over there and then like try to find people to teach English to, or?
Oh, it's in super high demand. Actually, I have a friend over there doing it right now. He
has to get certified, though. You have to go through, like, a
course,
if you want to
do private tutoring, yeah, I don't if you think speak you English. Well, he doesn't even have a college degree or an ESL certificate. Really? He went over and he got hooked up with this agency that got him a job teaching kindergarten.
Uh-huh.
And then he quit that, and now he put up a bunch of flyers on the Chinese version of Craigslist and in his apartment, and he got more offers for than he could actually fit in a whole week.
Well, I know that's a lot of military wives stationed in Korea do that a lot too. You don't have to have any background in teaching. You just have to know English.
You just have to have a visa and know English. I mean, I have 24 years of experience speaking English, so I'm pretty good at it.
You're okay. You're okay.
Yeah, you do okay. I wasn't super impressed by you tonight. But you'd probably impress them over in East Asia, though.
Yeah, yeah.
So. He's just jealous. That
I mean, it's extremely valuable language, and people are willing to pay good money to learn it. So,
for sure. Yeah. Well, cool. We're almost out of time. Soundstorm, you are on Facebook. One word, Soundstorm.
Soundstorm, yeah.
Do you guys have a band profile on band? Is it Bandcamp? What's it? Reverb Nation?
No. We don't have any of that, actually. We only have a couple videos on YouTube, and they're not even our channel. It's just people who see us.
Do you have any recordings available?
No, they don't.
We will after tomorrow.
Tomorrow, Sean. Yeah. Pay attention to the show.
So, all right, cool. Well, check them out on Facebook, and your next gig is where?
Our next gig is at City Dogs next Saturday, the 17th.
And no cover. It looks like you guys had a caller there for a minute, and then they dropped out. So,
oh, no.
All right, cool. Man. Well, Soundstorm.
It's because we answered the question.
They were going to answer it for you. It's probably City Dogs calling in to tell you. All right, look, there they are again. I'd love to bring them in, but we're all out of time, guys. So thank you for joining us, Soundstorm. I am going to do my best to make it out there next week. So.
Wonderful.
Awesome.
All right, well, thanks a lot for hanging out with us and playing your tunes.
Oh, absolutely. Thanks for the opportunity.
Yeah, no problem. This is Born Again by the Canary Promise in like 60 seconds of it. Phew.
WHAM Ashland Richmond, W275 BQ Ashland, 1430 AM, and now 102.9 FM, WHAN.